Alleluia, 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 alleluia. I am the light of the world, says the Lord. Whoever follows me will have the light of life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews who had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I've come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord. So today, then, July the 29th, we celebrate the Feast of Saint Martha. Martha and Mary were two sisters and their brother Lazarus, all living in the same house. They are a little family. And it's a place we know from the Gospels that Jesus often went to. And then it's interesting the difference between Martha and her sister Mary. Martha seemed to be the one that did most of the talking, and Mary, on the other hand, was the one who did more listening. And also, one of the good things about Martha was that she wasn't afraid to share her feelings. And so you can imagine her when she sent word, as we know from the Gospel, she sent word that her brother was ill and dying, and she asked Jesus to come and heal him as a friend. And so she was rather disappointed that Jesus didn't come. The way we are very often disappointed with a friend. You know, sometimes a friend you depend on, and when you're in trouble or difficulty, you call that friend and say, "Can you help me?" And they kind of leave it, or you don't get an immediate reply, and you get upset. So Mary was pretty upset, and her first, as soon as she met Jesus, was, in other words, a rebuke. "You know, if you had been here, he wouldn't have died. What kept you? Why didn't you come?" And Jesus said, "Martha, your brother will rise again, so don't worry, he will." And she says, "I know he will rise at the resurrection on the last day." Now that's a bit like saying, you know, somebody loses their husband, or to lose a child. And you come along and say, ah, well, don't worry, they're with the angels now, which isn't a great way of consoling somebody. You can imagine her reaction to that. Isn't it a very human story? And then Jesus revealed who he really was when he said, I am the name that God calls himself. I am, always and always will be, I am. Jesus said, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. The question for us this morning is how we face up to life, how we deal with the traumas of life, and the ups and downs of life, just like Martha. And also, do you and I have a firm belief, without any doubt in our mind, that when our time comes to leave this world, we enter into a new life? It's not the end. Death is like birth. It's not the end, but the beginning. That's what Jesus said to Martha this morning. Lazarus has passed on to a new life. But to prove to you that I am who I say I am, that I am the resurrection, he restored Lazarus to once more to a temporary life, not everlasting life, just to a temporary life to prove a point. I'm sure if I had died and somebody brought me back, I might be disappointed having enjoyed the new life. But I don't know how long, none of us know what happened Lazarus after that or how he felt. That probably would make an interesting discussion.